the radio program, first and foremost, what have you decided is the sort of theme to bring it together?
Well, the theme is the archive.
Yeah.
And the audio, I mean, radio obviously suggests Beckett.
Mm.
He was a master of, and also a pioneer of radio broadcasting in some respects, post-war.
Mm.
And so we have decided to take the, as it were, the model of Crap's Last Tape, which I'm sure you're all familiar, very familiar with, a radio play which plays, as it were, with the technology of the time,
mm.
and play with the technology of our time to animate the interviews that are there, the recordings of his work, all the bits and pieces that are there, and also then, and to supplement those with, we've interviewed Jim, we're going to interview a lot of people,
mm.
for an hour of radio. We just started, we've done 3 or 4 weeks, we've got about actually another 2 months worth of work.
Mm.
But it's enthralling, and getting people to talk about Sam and their memories of him and their memories of the record. We've got one marvellous bit where he's kind of coaching an actress called Sian Phillips. Some of you may be familiar with that. She's still alive, and we're going to take the recording of that with her, with Sam, to her and get her to reflect on it.
Yeah,
and to tell us what it was like. One of the things I've found from doing biographical, but this is I brought this along as my biography, is that if you bring an artifact to the meeting, whether it's a photograph or a recording or a book or a letter, it wakes up the memory and the imagination. It gets people's thoughts moving. So I want to take this recording to Sian Phillips and just get her to listen to it.
Mm.
Be reminded of the experience and then to talk about it to the radio. And so things like that. And it'll be, I have no idea what it will emerge.
Yeah. It's something that's going to kind of come out of that particular moment of encountering.
I think so. It'll have a roughly chronological narrative. Yeah, sure. I mean, I expect it'll start, I really don't know, but I expect it'll start with the earliest recording we can have. He is an elusive figure, as you all. He's a very elusive figure in the archive too. You know, when you come across sounds of Beckett's, he's almost inaudible, and even when he is audible, he's hard to understand.
Mm.
And the most notable thing that you get on many of the tapes is he does this beat, because all the texts are almost musical to him, seems to me,
mm.
and he's punctuating the rhythm of his own words in rehearsal with these actors. So what we want to convey something about how he's working, and to try and track the evolution of his work from the early 50s to Godot and Endgame,
mm-hmm.
through to Crap and Happy Days and so forth. Whether that will happen, I have no idea.
Yes. One of the strands where we'll find out something
we'll
wonderful, I'm sure, will come of it.
It'll be coming out, I hope, in June or July.
Brilliant.